Sokala Duma Radio.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Sokala Duma Radio. My name is Nkululeko Nkeu, and in this week's episode we speak to SuperSport United Bafana Bafana midfielder, and he is also the Nedbank Cup defending champion, Rene Luelitsolonyane.
Sokala Duma Radio.
We have Rene Luelitsolonyane in the building. He's a SuperSport United midfielder. He's a midfield maestro who's played for Kaizer Chiefs. He's played for Bafana Bafana, Joma Cosmos, you name it. We have him in the house. Thank you very much for your time, sir. How are you?
I'm good, thank you, sir. Thanks for having me. Really,
yeah, it's very nice to. It's lovely to have you. You know, the last time I heard you, you were singing. And a lot of people may not know that, but yeah. Bob Mabena and Dr. Khumalo and Wendy Mseleko did a song in the 90s called Get Funky. And you guys, Kemet Erasmus, and who else was in the song? Teko Modise did a song with HP as a remix. You remixed that song. And all I could hear you saying was, Yippee yo, yippee yo, yippee yo, yippee yay. Tell me about how did you guys get to that point where you said, okay, let's do a song?
Look, it just happened. We were just obviously for us at that time it was having fun. As we know there's a song obviously Get Funky that was done at the Bob and Dr. Khumalo years back. So for us now there's a guy by the name of Nati and then WHP, so he's in the industry. And then we don't really know what we can think about it. But they at that time they contacted us individually, me, Teko and Kenneth, about the idea. And for me, it was more of having fun. It wasn't really about wanting to be a musician or anything. It was me like taking time off football and doing something different, having fun, yeah. And yeah, it and for me, like you mentioned that you heard me saying the part, it's me saying my name, and I honestly I don't really mind that part, because as I said, it was me having fun. It wasn't me trying to drop like verses that are deep or whatever.
Would you say that you have bars as equal to Kemet Erasmus? Because he slayed it, Kemet Erasmus, and Teko Modise wasn't bad as well. Would you say that you would also be able to do something similar?
Look, because I love music, and then if I'm given a obviously task of doing something in the music, in something like that, I would probably do it. And then that part was there and it needed to be done, so I did it. And I don't mind. Some things needs to be done, and then it was done. And for me, as I mentioned before, it's not about Yeye wanting to be a musician. It's just that Yeye wanted to have fun, wanted to do something out of football, and yeah, I didn't.
All right, I wanted to start off on that note, though, because it was exciting. That song is exciting. It's very nice that you threw us back to the 90s, and it was a nice song. It was a dope track, and it's nice to see our footballers doing something in the music industry. But I want to now speak briefly about Coach Stuart Baxter and his health. Have you been able to see him as the team, and what is the current status of his health? We know that he's not going to be able to. He wasn't available for the game against Bidvest, which you guys won. He won't be available for Kaizer Chiefs. So, have you seen him? What is the status of this of his health?
Look, I'm not in the position to say exactly how he is or like his position at the moment. But what I know is obviously he's not 100% at the moment, and he'll be missing Kaizer Chiefs game on Saturday. So other than that, I don't have any information.
All right. We respect that. We completely respect that, and we wish him a speedy recovery as well. Because I mean, he's a well-respected man in the football, South African football fraternity, and we wish him a speedy recovery. There was a picture doing rounds before the Nedbank Cup game between yourselves and Kaizer Chiefs, and afterwards as well. And I'm sure you might have seen on Twitter saying people saying that it's Kaizer Chiefs versus Chiefs, the legacy. Do you guys, as a team, the former players that used to play for Kaizer Chiefs, do you link up with your former teammates and talk about it and tease one another about Chiefs versus Chiefs legacy?
Not at all. We believe that it's obviously the supporters that are saying that, and it's part of the supporters having fun. It's also political entertainment, and entertainment has it must be fun.
Yeah,
and us being called Chiefs legacy, it doesn't really bother us. But it we know that it's part of supporters having fun, and it's part of the build up of that game, like you mentioned before the Nedbank Cup.
Mm.
So it doesn't really bother us. We understand, and we know that, yeah, we former Kaizer Chiefs players, but now we are representing Superstar, and game that we play, irrespective of who we play, we want to represent Superstar the best possible way.
But for Renelio Lisolonyane, like, do you laugh at it though? Like, is it? Do you find it very funny that you would have six of your former teammates, around six or seven of your former teammates at Chiefs being at SuperSport and people teasing you about it?
Yeah, it is fun. Like I mentioned, it is fun. It's part of having fun.
Mm.
So if we are being called Kaizer Chiefs legacy, it is fun because we all know the fact is we are former players of Kaizer Chiefs, and the fact is now we SuperSport players. So those are facts.
Mm.
And then being called a Kaizer Chiefs legacy, it's part of having fun, and we laugh about it. It's not a reality. It's a joke.
And all right, then there's also another part to that legacy. But now on a much serious note, and this question is asked a lot by fans and people in the football fraternity as well, that Stuart Baxter was Kaizer Chiefs' coach. He was a very successful Kaizer Chiefs coach, and he went to SuperSport United. You also were a successful Kaizer Chiefs player under him, and you also went to SuperSport United. Can you tell me the differences in the man himself when he coached you at Chiefs and the man himself was currently coaching you at SuperSport United? Do you notice anything different about him when he was coaching you at Chiefs and SuperSport, or is it still generally the same person with the same thought process?
I believe that when he was coaching me or us at Kaizer Chiefs, he was a good person, and secondly, he was a good coach.
Mm.
And now at SuperSport, it's still the same. He hasn't changed a bit.
Mm.
And then for me, I think one thing that I respect about him is how he deals with people, any person, not just footballers, not just like any person. Mm. He's got a lot of respect with people, and again, he is passionate with what he does with his job.
Mm.
So I respect that, and I love that about him. So
so that is consistent throughout. That is consistent even when it was at Chiefs. It's still the same at SuperSport.
He's still the same, yeah. And he's an honest guy. So
all right, and I want to get your thoughts about the semi-final clash against Chippa United. But before that, I want to briefly go back to the match that you played against Kaizer Chiefs in the quarterfinals of the Nedbank Cup. You won in extra time, and how much of a great feeling did that bring to you? It was 1-1 in the game. There was an opportunity for Chiefs to win the game in extra time, but they didn't, and you won 5-3 on penalties. How satisfied were you with that victory?
Look, a cup game, both teams wants to go to the next round.
Mm.
And then seeing us winning, he was happy that we won the game. And we were playing in the semifinals. And then more so because we are the defending champions of the NetBank Cup. So it says that we are on the right track in defending the trophy.
Mm.
So I was happy and obviously with winning the game. And then I would not just that I'm happy because of I was playing with my former team.
Mm.
But even if I was playing with any other team in the quarterfinal and winning the game, I was still gonna be the same happy.
It's interesting though that Riyad Pieterse saved a penalty in extra time, unfortunately for Bernard Parker, and then he also saved a penalty in the penalty shootout. That's another unfortunate for George Maluleke. Did the fact that Riyad used to play and train with these guys give him any sort of advantage, in your opinion? Do you think that he would have been familiar with them and their favorite corners, and as such, giving him an advantage in that game?
It's always been said, a penalty is sort of a lottery. Yeah, you can say that I was training with them for a very long time. He knows them.
Mm.
But in that period or in those years, how many penalties did, for example, Bernard Parker scored? Riyad on them, Babu.
Mm.
So for me, it's not really about Riyad knowing them, where they will go, whatever.
Mm.
But it's about on the day, Riyad reacted well. Riyad was obviously on the first game, and yeah, plus penalty goes with luck, and luck was on our side. So Riyad did well as a player, as a keeper on the day.
Mm.
And luck was on our side.
And would you say that you feel sorry for your former teammate Bernard Parker for missing the penalty in extra time?
Yeah, I do.
I didn't expect you to laugh at
that. I do feel sorry for him. Obviously, it's no one wants to miss a penalty during the game. But as I said, it happens. It's part of football, and then it's still going to happen. But for me, I feel sorry for him as a player, and that he missed the penalty. But yeah, it's part of life. It's part of our football.
Now let's look at the league game. You played Kaizer Chiefs again 7 days later, and you drew with them 2-2. How did it feel to play Chiefs twice in such a short space of time?
Look, it felt good to obviously play with my former team, and to get an opportunity to meet my former colleagues, and playing them obviously in playing them two times in 7 days. It's like for me it was that moment where it's been normal throughout the season where you play teams two times in the short period of time. So it was another challenge, another tough game for us that we needed to overcome.
And now it's 10 points between you and Bidvest Wurz, and they're with 5 games to go. What does that mean for you as a team?
It means that we will still play our games. We will still try and get maximum points with our last 5 games of the season, and whatever happens, it happens. But as a team, we will still work hard. We will still represent SuperSport the best possible way we can.
In the balance of the 2 games that you've played against Kaizer Chiefs, and in between that, there was Bidvest Wurz as well. In the balance of the 2 games that you played with Kaizer Chiefs, which team would you say had the upper hand? Clearly, obviously, it was you in the first leg because you won on penalties. And then in the second leg, you got a last-minute goal to make it a 2-2 draw. In your opinion, which team had the upper hand on the 2 games?
I think that for me, both teams on both games had a sort of the part of the game where they were playing well, they were pressing the other team. So in each game we had an opportunity where we were on top of them, and then the game changed. It happened. It was other way around. So and then it was more of a tactical game. It was a close one. Both of the games were the close games because of the tactical approach. And then obviously both teams didn't want to lose against another team. So it was for me a balanced game on both occasions. The results for me, I think they are a true reflection of both games.
Mm. And looking then forward in the next Bank Cup, you're facing Chippa United and potentially you may face Orlando Pirates. Talk to me first about facing Chippa United in the semi-final. You're going to the Eastern Cape potentially and potentially playing Pirates in the final. Let's talk about that. What are your hopes and ambitions around this Nedbank Cup?
Well, it's another game that will be difficult because we all know how Chippa plays. They're a good footballing team and they are playing at home. So it's not going to be an easy one. But again, for us, it's an opportunity to be in the next step or next stage of defending our trophy.
Mm.
So we'll obviously plan around how we want to play with Chippa United and take it from there. But as I mentioned, that it's not going to be an easy game.
Mm.
Chippa, they are a good team, good players. Technically, they good. They want to play, move the ball around, keep possession. So, it's going to be a tough one. But I know and I believe that on the day, if we do things properly, we will win the game.
All right. Would I be too far ahead of myself, or would I be far-fetched in suggesting that actually Pirates would be the better option for you to go to against in the final, because you've beaten them 6-1, you've beaten them 1-0, and then you've drawn 1-1 against them so far this season. You haven't lost against them. Is that too far-fetched to say that you would hope for Orlando Pirates in the final?
Look, for me, I think it is too far, because There's still Golden Arrows that plays Orlando Pirates.
Mm.
And Golden Arrows is a good team as well.
Mm.
So it would be disrespecting of me saying we want Pirates. Why does that mean Pirates will just get in the field and
brush
win the game against Golden Arrows?
Mm.
So for me, it's about taking that is win against Chippa United, and whichever teams that comes after that in the final, so we must obviously play the game and try and defend our trophy.
Mm.
So any team that comes in the final, we are happy. So we just need to first win the first game against Chippa.
Mm. There's a storm that is brewing in the PSL, in the Absa Premiership. And for the most part, SuperSport United were one of the ingredients to the brewing of that storm. Would it be fair for me to say that it's out of reach now? You cannot win the league? What are the chances? What are you guys saying to one another in training?
We still have a chance. Obviously, people now are starting to predict who's going to win and blah, blah, blah because of the points difference.
Mm.
But a lot can happen. So we have a task as SuperSport United to say we take each game as it comes and we want to win as many games as possible in all the games that we left with. When I say all, I mean from NetBank League and the CAF. So for us, it is not really about saying let's focus on this one because of this one is that we're not mathematicians, but we're footballers. So we want to win our games. And then whoever wants to add and subtract and minus, it's probably their job to do that. But we wanna work hard and try and win our games.
Well, you were quite mathematicians at some point in the season because you managed to string 18 matches unbeaten until you came unstuck at Baroka. Tell me about that period. How different was the mood in the camp to know that you were unbeatable for 18 PSL games?
That period was not us saying we counting or we mathematicians. It was doing our job as we are now. It was a good feeling playing 18 games unbeaten. But as there's a say that all good things come to an end.
Mm.
So we played against Baroka. We didn't play well.
Mm.
We lost 1-0.
Mm.
And then after that, we lost two games against Sundowns.
Mm.
Obviously, that made us drop points. We dropped 9 points, obviously, in those three games.
Mm.
And that's why we find our situation.
Mm.
That's why we find ourselves where we are now. But it's like I said again, it's part of football. It happens. And we just need to work hard.
Mm.
And then be back at in our winning ways.
Mm.
So we started collecting points now, and we're focusing on each game as it comes. And yeah, like I said, we're not calculating anything yet, but try to collect points every game we play.
Mm. And the game that you collected the maximum points from was against Bidvest, the 1-0 victory, was after four PSL games of not winning, Baroka 1-0, Sundowns 5-0. How much of that scoreline did damage to your confidence, to the team's confidence? Was there a point after that match that you'd stopped believing in the PSL and winning it?
I think losing against Baroka, losing against Sundowns twice, 5-0 and
1-0, yeah, within 7 days.
In 1-0, it obviously knocks your confidence a bit.
Mm.
Because as a player, you don't like losing, more especially losing 5-0.
Mm.
But as players, we took those losses as they came, because we honestly we know that we didn't do much to deserve winning those two games, because performance wise we didn't play well as a team.
Mm.
Mm. I can say something different about the last one that we lost against Sundowns.
Mm.
It was a better performance, and then obviously lapse of concentration in the last few minutes.
Mm.
So the two games that we lost against Sundowns and Baroka,
mm.
yeah, we didn't play well, so we didn't deserve to win those games. Mm. Hence we took those results as men, and we tried to work hard in sorting out our performance, and it happened against Sundowns, and mm. we played well, but lapse of concentration, and then it showed after the games after that one, we started getting good results, and yeah, we happy with the progress of our performance presently.
All right. And before I move on to other questions, I want to ask you your observation. You're 34 years old, you're experienced, you've played for Bafana. I mean, you are well on your way to becoming a legend in South African football. I'm sure when you hang your boots, we'll consider you as a legend. What's been your observation of 20-year-old Tebogo Mokoena's form and his potential as well?
Look, he has the potential to be a top-class player.
Mm.
He works hard at training. He's willing to learn, and yeah, I tell him almost every day that he's a good player. He just need to stay humble, to work hard,
mm.
keep learning, and respecting the game.
Mm.
And you think that he has the mentality to make it in the PSL and push it potentially going overseas?
Yes, yes, he has a potential. Plus, working with the technical team that we have, they waited a bit for him to be a better player than he was like a few months back. So he's been training with the first team long now, and now they felt few games back that he's ready now to play, and now they're giving him a chance and he's using it. So I think he deserves to play. And yeah, he's doing well.
All right. We move right along then. And we also, another aspect of your career is the national team. You've played in the AFCON, you played in the World Cup. You've played in the CHAN. At some point you were in an indispensable part of the team. When you look back, are you happy with the way things ended? Would you say that you are retired from Bafana Bafana now? Do you still think you can contribute?
Look, I'm happy with how everything went. I haven't written or sent a statement that I'm retiring internationally. So. For me, anything is possible, and as long as I've been doing well for my team, if lucky we get in the national team, we get a coach that believes in people's ability rather than their age, and gives guys like us with. Who are so-called old, an opportunity still to represent their country. I will do that with an open heart. So yeah, for me, I haven't retired internationally, and when I retire football, it means I will also retire internationally. So for as long as I am playing. Even international, then I'm available for selection.
And
as I said, if we are fortunate enough to get a coach that believes in abilities rather than age, then yeah.
And I mean, you played for Bafana Bafana in 2008, and you last played, I think 2016, 2015, around that period, your last match. You played in the African Cup of Nations in the qualifiers, some of the qualifiers as well. When you look back, your career has spent over around 9 years at Bafana Bafana. When you look at that, do you think that your generation of players, your teammates at Bafana Bafana, considering the fact that you hosted the African Cup of Nations in 2015, you lost out in the quarterfinals, you lost out in the group stages in 2015, do you think that the generation of players you are playing with could have done better? At the World Cup as well, you were hosts, and we were knocked out in the opening stages. Do you think, as a generation, you could have done better to help Bafana Bafana do something monumental, or even win an AFCON or qualify for the semifinals?
Yeah, I feel that we could have done better than we did. But things didn't go away. And the times that we didn't qualify, I think normally in a group stage, you win one, lose one, and you draw one. Your chances of qualifying in the next round are there. Unfortunately, in most cases, when we didn't qualify, we played just like that. Like in the World Cup, we played like that. But obviously, the goal difference. And in the AFCON, it's the same. We ended up with 4 points, but couldn't qualify because of the goal difference, because of that. So for me, I think performance-wise, how we played during those games, yeah, we did well. But it's playing well, it's not enough, because we didn't qualify in the next to the next round. We didn't go all out to be in the finals or whatever. So that we should have done that part better as a generation of that time.
Mm.
But performance-wise and with the team that we had, I feel that we had a very good team that if it was obviously kept and then few players once are coming in slowly but surely, by now, Bafana Bafana would have had a solid team, even if it's obviously a new team, but it was going to be solid because the past 5 years, few players were coming in gradually, and by now, about 20 players or 20, more than 20 players, 20 so-called young players would have been a regular team for Bafana Bafana.
If you were called in to be part of a committee to help us look at where we've gone wrong over the years and how we can improve going forward, Vision 2022. What are some of the things that you think you would like to see improving in the national team setup to help us be able to succeed going forward?
I think continuity, consistency, and obviously planning.
Mm.
Those are the things that we should do. We should have done. Like I said, we knew long ago about the 2022 with our generation.
Mm.
So if you busy changing people with that vision of 2020 at that time, and then you bring someone else with the different vision, and then you give him someone's vision of 2022, it won't really work because of how he will plan for your vision. It won't be the same as what you plan or your own vision. Mm. I don't know if you get me.
Yeah, I totally understand what you're saying. Yeah.
So now it's the problem because one, we are not consistent enough in the people that are running or are like the coaches. We're not consistent in the coaches. But we're not consistent in the coaches. There won't be consistency in players. And when you're not consistent in players, even the performance will just drop. And now the vision will suffer from that. And the planning of the vision will also suffer from not being consistent.
And as we wrap up our conversation here, and we appreciate these insights because you were part and parcel, and you still say that you haven't retired, you still want to be part and parcel of Bafana Bafana. I want to ask you something, and because you're one of the best players that were produced in South Africa, one of the best midfielders produced in South Africa. Do you have any regrets of not having moved overseas, not having played in the best leagues in the world?
I don't have any regrets. There's a purpose for everyone in this world, and your purpose has like opportunities in it. So if an opportunity for you to do your purpose somewhere else is not available, that doesn't count itself. It means your purpose is at home. It's where you are at that present moment. So during my night playing or during my Bafana Bafana playing days, there were no solid opportunities for me to say I am or I'm not going. So for me, I cannot force matters. If it's something, it's not solid. If something it's not proper, it's properly done. I'm okay. Even at that time, I was okay at Chiefs. I was happy at Chiefs. I was playing week in, week out. So I didn't have a reason to try and force matters, force going to people that they don't want you. So if someone wants you, he'll make an effort to get.
Mm.
it's about an effort. If like, for example, you are being run as some publication somewhere else, those people know that you're contracted to Sokalatuma. They must make an effort to come and get you from Sokalatuma. So if they don't make an effort and you are hit where you are, that's your purpose. That's where you must be. Until someone make an effort, because you are also making an effort to be the best person in your job. So why can't someone else who thinks you can be better somewhere else don't make an effort? It's about making an effort. And then at that time for me, not really a concrete thing happened, and no one made an effort. So yeah, I was happy, and I don't regret playing at Chiefs. I don't regret playing for Cosmos. I don't regret playing for PJ Stars. I don't regret being at SuperSport.
All right, that was. You were dropping rhymes there. You were deep. And I believe you now that when you said that you can write something deep. René Letolonyane, SuperSport United midfielder, thank you very much for your time.
Sokaladuma Radio.
Thank you very much for listening. That's all we had for you this week, ladies and gentlemen. Tune in next week for another exciting edition of Sokaladuma Radio.
Sokaladuma Radio.
Sokaladuma Radio.